Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is episode 13, Dealing with Addiction. So last episode was a little lit. I didn't even get to say we do what we can and we clock out good night and good luck, so I put it in the caption. It was a mess. I was drunk. I am a drunk. My name is Denzel Baxter, and I'm currently an alcoholic. I was like 17 days sober. 18, maybe. And then I went over to somebody's house who I know had liquor, and I just took 3 shots. And I've been drinking ever since, basically. I was 2 days sober after that. That was the longest I've ever been sober. But anyway, this episode is mainly about dealing with addiction, and I had originally came on here because I was supposed to be sober when I did it, but you know, they say when you got a habit, you always switch to other habits, so that's that. But addiction is very real, and I've realized that. I'm sorry, first off, let me go ahead and do a song of the day and who I want to go to bed with from previous episode, because I still want to put that in here. Damn it. Who do I want to go to bed with? Cocaine? No. Who do I want to go to bed with? What comes to mind right now is my second favorite aunt. And it's crazy because her birthday is on the day that my mom died. I think I want to go to bed with her. I'm going to make sure I call her today, too, because she's been through a lot. She lost 2 kids back to back, and she's a mental warrior. Like, she's still, like, she's doing better than me. Like, I had one thing happen to me, and I just sunk. Like, she's so, so strong. Like, she's built for this shit, though. So I want to go to bed with her. We'll call her Auntie A. I don't know if she wants her name out there, so. And I'm not going to call and pause and ask her, because then I'm going to be irritated and not feel like doing a podcast no more. So I want to go to bed with her from the previous episode. And song of the day. I think My Head and My Heart by Ava Max, and Break My Soul by Beyonce. Beyonce Giselle. You cannot stutter her name. Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter the second. There's this Italian man who lives across the street from me. And I want to be his friend so bad. Because, like, I don't know what it is about Italian culture that I'm so obsessed with. They're just so cool to me because they act like niggas. That's really what it is. Like, they're relatable because you can't really relate to white people in no other type of way. And, like, me, I always, at one point in my life, I had more white friends than black friends because I just found them more relatable, like the music and stuff, but they couldn't relate on a spiritual color level, or just a spiritual level and a real life level, because they have that privilege, you know. And so the older I got, and this is completely off topic, I just gravitated towards my own people. But there's things in the black culture that I don't like either, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, my friend always tells me, like, that's the culture, what the fuck? Well, I don't like that culture, damn it. I'm gonna go back over there, fuck. Joking. Anyway, guys, okay, I hope you motherfuckers are having an amazing mid-year. Have y'all seen that meme? It was like, this motherfucking year went like January, February, March, and then it was like April, May, June, July. I was like, it's going by so fucking fast, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, damn. I mean, it's kind of turning me on or whatever, but I got to get my shit together because I'm almost 30. Anyway, this fucking episode is about dealing with addiction. And I'm going to be honest, I always looked down on addicts before I became one. I just didn't understand, like, how can you miss work? How can you not go to this or that event? Like, how can you be so out of your mind that you miss out on life? And even though it's been a year and, I guess, 8 months for me right now, dealing with
addiction, you know.
It's taken me down to the ground. And I'm going to get better because I have an alternative. And his name is Jesus. .com. I'm getting high right now.
Dealing with addiction.
I like that. I know that's going to make y'all laugh. That should go viral on TikTok.
Dealing with addiction. Dealing with addiction. Dealing with addiction. Dealing with addiction. How you work that? Tell me how you work that. Hey.
But yeah, you miss out on friendships. You lose people. You gain people, usually bad ones, who are probably going through what you're going through. And I should even say this shit out loud, but I'm going to do it because I don't give a fuck. The fuck? I'm the type of addict. Please don't put my triggers around me. But I'm going to put them around you. Because I know that's what you like, and you ain't really trying to get better. Me, I genuinely have to get better. Like, for real. But therapy's helping. A lot. Go to therapy, guys, especially you black men. We guys are dealing with so much trauma, especially gay black men. I cannot wait to have my gay black brunch. I want to do a gay black brunch. It's LGBTQ+. It's for black and brown people. White guys can come, of course, but I want to do a gay brunch, and I'm going to do it annually, too. I cannot wait till I get viral and have a real following. And we're going to just have an open discussion about life and being LGBTQ+IA or something, whatever. Because I don't know, it's my mission to make sure that the gays are just happy and that we love on each other. All this fighting, like this Bad Boys LA, well, Houston, but the first season, it's good to show us in a light, but not to the fact that we're just drinking every day and fucking and sucking and the fighting. It's such a trigger. I gotta watch P-Valley after this. Y'all watch P-Valley, y'all. I get it in. Ah. I think I'm done talking. I could ramble on some more. Oh, addiction. Yeah, addiction is cool. Addiction is whack. Shake that fat ass. Clap, clap, clap. If I go down deep and throat your shit, you better not cry like a little weak ass bitch. I ain't gonna say what I really was gonna say. Nah, fuck it. I fucked him and I fucked her. I ate her pussy good. That bitch, man, she can squirt. I'ma shake that ass. Do this last thing of cocaine. It's my new habit. Don't try it. I hope you feel the same. All right, so moving forward. Song of the day. Ooh. You know what? Fuck it. It's gotta be, I cannot think of a fucking name. It's Future and Max XX, and I've put him on my on this before. He is a local artist. Oh shit! But he did a collaborative album, and I had told him I hadn't listened to it because I'm really iffy on collaborative albums, because they usually, it's just too many voices going on. The songs are usually bad. It's like 20 songs because it's usually a mixtape to help build some buzz, and I'm a little judgmental, so I can work on that. But what I've been doing with new music, because I'm trying to open my Christian ears, thank you Jesus, we love you, I get it in. It's a song on there called Check, and it's literally a fucking bop. Like, I can tell if you put money behind that shit would literally not only go viral, but it would literally blow up. Like, that's a Billboard top charting song. Excuse my stuttering on here. I'm just going to start talking like a white girl on the next one anyway, because I think that's better anyway. And when I change up my voice, I don't stutter. Isn't that fucking cool? Like, what the fuck? Like, how can you fucking do that? I hope I don't have schizophrenia, though, because that's kind of weird. But yeah, there's the song Check on there. And if you're a praying Christian, because, like, this is the raw, real me. Like, pray for a nigga for real. If you serious, if your heart is pure and sincere, pray for the kid. For real. Because I'm going to pray for me. But yeah, the song Check, it's, fuck. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to attach it here anyway. So, whatever. And then probably pray for me, because I just kept on saying that. I get it in. Oh, I get it in. Oh. I come in the club shaking my dreads, throwing these. No, I'm playing. But yeah, pray for me. I'm going to skip it because I ain't got time. Oh, my brother. Pray for me. Addiction is real. I don't care how you feel. Don't put triggers around your friends. Pray for me. We do what we can, and we clock out. Good night and good luck. Last thing I just want to say, Julia Fox, I fucking love you. You're a rock star. I can't wait to meet you. Lenny Kravitz, Zoe Kravitz, Jason Momoa, River Phoenix, but that'll be in heaven. Years and years from now, we will not talk about death on here. That's the one thing that's off limits. Halle Berry. Y'all, I love me some Julia Fox. I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk about her on every podcast until I meet her. And then I can't wait to be on hers. I just love her because, A, she's an Aquarius, so we understand each other immediately. Like, us Aquariuses, however you want to say it. Us Aquarians, like, we just understand each other, especially us February Aquarius. The January ones, I'd be iffy about. The energies are a little shifty difference, but her birthday is literally 2 days before mine. I believe it's February 2nd of 88. It might be 90. No, she's my brother's age. Shout out to my brother, Austin. But anyway, yeah, so, like, I understood her immediately. Even when I found out about her, I was like, this fucking bitch, who the fuck? By the way, y'all can stop listening at this point. This is like some extra stuff, like post shit outtakes. Like, I shouldn't even put it fucking in here. But, yeah, I didn't like her at first because I thought she was a clout chaser doing the whole thing with Kanye, which I still think that she really was, even though she was already on. She wanted to get bigger, but I understand it. I would do the same fucking thing. So when I read about her, I saw her birthday. I was like, fuck yeah. It said February 6th at first, and I was like, what the fuck? So it might be February 6th of 86. But anyway, I just did her background, and then, you know, she's a former addict and former sex worker, and I just found a lot of things in her life relatable, and I cannot wait for her book signing. I just thought about it right now. I'm gonna have to go, and I know they're gonna be real extra about this shit. My last book signing I was supposed to go to was Superhead in LA. I'm sorry, Elizabeth Olsen in LA. And I was pissed because somebody asked me to work, and they asked me like the day before, and I knew I needed that money, which I ended up not even fucking needing. But that shit will eat me to the day I die because I wanted to meet her so bad. And that was 2015. That was when she had, right before she stopped being accessible. Like, she's not accessible at all now. Like, she's coming back and shit with podcasts. Shout out to her too. God damn. Hell yeah. Fucking icon. But back to Julia Fox, my fellow Italian. I better be Italian. But yeah, these are the outtakes. Y'all ain't gotta listen to this shit. Don't do cocaine for real, y'all. I love y'all. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck. Ooh, I want to do another song of the day. And who I want to go to bed with since I'm still talking. I was irritated on the earlier ones, but I'm in a dancing mood today. Dancing, dancing. Hey, pray for me, y'all, with this song right now. I gotta write some songs. I cannot wait to record new music, but it's going to be nerve-wracking because I ain't got in the studio since, like, 2019. I got to make some honest decisions this year. I got to tell some, not anybody's secrets, but my secrets. Because I feel like when you're somebody's whole friend, you got to tell the whole truth. You know? La 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 la. Hey, hey, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Oh yeah, I told myself when I was editing this I was gonna make some moan, sex moan sounds. This is low down, but I don't give a fuck. I'm finna do it. Oh. Suck my dick, suck my dick, suck my dick, suck my dick. Suck my dick, bitch. That was a little X-rated. Oh! You know, like, them extra comers and shit, like, they be extra as fuck. I'm usually really extra, but my orgasms are so fucking intense, though, bro. Like, god damn. If you make me come how I want to come, nigga, you probably won't go away for a long time. Oh, I'll tell one secret on here. I don't think I'm interested in dating girls because that's just doing too much. I really don't got the time. I'm going to X that part out of my brain. Shit. But I'm attracted to women now. Like, I fucked a girl on some fun, sporadic shit. And I probably can get that opportunity again. when they're in town. Yeah. No. But I kissed the girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. It felt so wrong. It felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed the girl and I liked it. Us boys, we are so magical. Soft lips, bread lips, so kissable. Too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal, as sinners say. I kissed a girl. And I liked it. The way her pussy felt. The way her pussy tastes, even though it was two other crackers. Can't say niggas. Crackers inside of her. And the way my dick went in and out. And I think she liked mine the best, even though I'm pretty sure she was high on bars and probably alcohol. It's 10 minutes away from when the liquor store opens. But guess what, Denzel Lamont Baxter? You're not going to drink any liquor today, nigga. Nigga. Anyway, I think I came inside of her. And that's kind of why I want to get back cool with the dude I fucked it up with. Because that's my plug. If you're going to fuck, you might as well go and pay for it, right? All right, bye. Bitches, snitches, hoes, dykes. We all up in the club. Hold the mic.